重新開始啦。感謝咁多嘅等待。去到議程七，在物理號康復院及鄰近小巴站之間的行人通道加建上蓋，之提由運輸署及路政署提出交通文件7/2022號。歡迎出席本議程的代表運輸署高級工程師/步行城市4陳劍鋒先生，工程師9/步行城市陳鳳平女士，路政署高級工程師13/專責事務梁志偉先生。可以講解議程，唔該。
好，咁啊，多謝議員。咁我哋今日運輸署啦，會聯同路政署咧，咁一齊喺度向咁多位議員啦，就介紹咧我哋嚟緊咧喺個物理號福康苑同埋附近嘅小巴站之間咧，就興建一啲嘅行人通道上蓋嘅，係啦。咁請我同事咧就先同大家咧就簡介一下嗰、那個項目嘅內容先。好。
我們首先就簡介一下項目的背景。政府在2019年的施政報告附篇裡面宣布逐步會為公立醫院的行人通道加建上蓋設施，運輸署已經諮詢了醫院管理局以及聯同路政署去檢視連接物理號復康院至到鄰近公共交通設施的公共行人通道加裝上蓋的初步可行走線，為往來復康院的訪客和工作人員去營造一個舒適的步行環境。咁咧，好似圖片所見咁樣啦，我哋咧就會建議喺物理號復康苑鄰近嘅小巴站之間嘅沙灣徑部分行人路段咧，係加裝上蓋，並且係因應工程咧，會擴闊部分沙灣徑嘅行人路，同埋遷移北行方向嘅小巴站，去方便市民去往來復康苑同埋鄰近嘅小巴站嘅。根據路政署就初步上蓋走線的可行性評估，有關項目在技術上是初步可行的。在我們聽取了委員會的意見之後，路政署將會展開進一步的技術可行性研究、詳細設計、工程造價估算以及制定施工時間表等相關的工作。工程的時間表其實是取決於工程的複雜性、公眾諮詢的結果、地下管道設施的遷移規模、有關路段會不會被其他項目去佔據，或者是這個工程的預算等因素的。如果是有關工程的項目造價的估算是不超過5000萬元，相關的部門是可以根據公務工程計劃的丁級項目下面是過程去推展的。咁歡迎各位議員就上述項目提供意見，多謝曬。
有冇議員想作出提問？市民問議員。
To say support and my office and we look forward to work closely with you about the details and in the liaison with the stakeholders we can help. We hope a couple of things. I know you have to narrow the carriageway a little bit, so we need to have a double yellow for those sections because we have school traffic, so parents waiting for the schools and so on in the neighborhood. So if we're going to narrow, we should put the double yellow lines near. And then for the footpath is not very wide on both sides, so it's important we don't have more obstacles. So in the design and engineering of this structure, should the effective width of the footpath should be improved if possible, but not reduced. So, for example, can we make sure that there will be not the minibus signs will be included in the structure? Not that we have future separate minibus signs, again, obstacles on this, because we have a lot of people with wheelchairs and so on here as well. So can we make sure that they're included? I know it's not your usual practice. I think Pacific Place 3 is the only place where I can see the minibus notice and the bus notices are embedded in the structure of the cover. But normally it's always left up to the operator to do it separately. But can we include them? So we don't have extra poles. So there's And then in terms of the overall design and look and feel, if it can match anything that's already existing in Phok Phu Lam, so it doesn't become a strange object. So keep it simple, but and keep it something in line that we have in the area already. And again, we're very happy to help with you to expedite this project. We're this will benefit especially all the people working in these facilities. Thank you.
我都有個提問啦，我想問咧，實質上而家現有行人路嘅闊度係幾多啊？咁你哋 comfort and loaded 係咪同你哋 regulation 即係符合翻有關啦？定係點啊？同埋第三個問題就係、會唔會好影響行車路嗰、那個，即係會幾大幅度影響行車路嗰個收窄嘅情況？即係會唔會有啲兩車行跟住就會塞住啊？啲比較大型嘅車輛如果對頭會唔會有問題咧？曾姐，
唔該。咁其實呢一、個反而你擴闊咗之後咧，我都覺得係應該係好嘅。但係咧，平日嗰度咧，我唔知阿坡，我唔知有冇記錯嗰個地方。我見到咧，佢嗰陣好多時咧，嗰度都有啲違例泊車泊咗喺嗰個位置嗰度嘅。咁如果你將佢嗰條行人路擴闊咗之後，會唔會影響嗰條車路咧？即係窄咗啦嘛。所以我想了解一下，
部門回應先啦，或者我諗。
好，咁就多謝議員提問啦。咁係嘅，咁我哋咧就依家咧就現有咧嗰、那個行車路咧就係、是、咧我哋咧係會收窄嘅，咁咧但係咧我哋會收窄到咧嗰、那個行車路咧就大概六米六，係啦。咁樣咧就我哋咧其實咧喺做呢、這個初步設計嗰、那個走線嗰陣時咧，其實咧我哋咧都試過一啲嘅，即係模擬過啦，當即係大車咧喺嗰度駛過嗰個情況嘅。咁我哋模擬過之後咧，其實咧都睇到咧就係六米六咧都夠即係一啲大型嘅車輛咧喺嗰度咧就駛過，就唔會令到咧有呢個對頭車嘅情況出現嘅，係啦。咁所以咧都即係都符合翻我哋嘅嗰個設計標準嘅，係啦。咁現有嘅行人路咧，咁因為收窄行車路啦，咁咧就可以咧將嗰個行人路咧就由而家嘅米七啦，係啦，就擴闊到咧2.5米嘅，係啦，咁樣咧就去依、這個加裝呢個上蓋，咁咁變咗擴闊出嚟空間咧，咁令到咧我哋咧加裝嗰個上蓋咧就對個行人嗰個影響咧就唔會太大嘅，係啦。咁因為我哋其實都有預計有預過啦，咁樣咧其實咧預計即係我哋加裝完嗰個上蓋之後咧，嗰、那個行人路嗰、那個剩翻嗰、那個即係可以使用嘅空間咧，都仲可以咧 keep 住咧至少有1.5米嘅。咁咁明白嘅，即係大家都唔希望咧嗰、那個將來咧，我哋嗰、那個即係嗰個結構咧就好好大嚿啊，好核突咁樣嘅。咁其實就我哋都會即係備悉咁多位議員嘅意見啦。我哋咧會喺將來個詳細設計嗰陣時咧，咁我哋會同路政署啦一路睇即係會盡量咧就去設計一個比較即係簡單啦，同埋咧就唔會咁bulky 嘅設計嘅，係啦。望落去會比較 slim 一啲，係啦。咁至於頭先都聽到有即係司馬文議員講啦，就係話即係可唔可以將嗰、那個小巴站牌就incorporate 落個嗰、那個上蓋嗰度嘅。咁呢個咧就我哋要真係要研究一下先至得，因為其實小巴站牌咧，其實咧就係屬於小巴公司嗰個嘅資產嚟嘅，係啦。咁變咗咧就我哋而家做完呢、這個即係上蓋之後啦，咁咧就會係即係政府咧就去負責去做嗰、那個即係保養維修咁樣。咁變咗嗰、那個將來嗰、那個保養維修責任啊，同埋例如要 update 嗰啲站牌嘅資訊啊，各方面嗰個責任係點樣去分配咧？咁呢個都比較難去即係喺依家要即係答到你話，即係真係做唔做得到？不過就即係睇翻即係過往咧，就即係有啲難度嘅喺一方面係啦。咁我諗呢個就要真係將來我哋嘗試一下，睇下我哋再即係同即係我哋運輸署另外負責運輸嗰邊同事傾一傾，係咪真係有咁嘅可行性 incorporate 落去個 cover 到先至得，係啦。咁現階段未必達得到啊，司馬文議員你即係我哋一定可以即係將嗰個站牌可以即係加落去個 cover 度咯嚇。咁理解嘅係我哋會盡量睇下會唔會就算加唔到啦，都我哋都希望嗰、那個行人路嗰個空間咧，就盡量去做一啲比較簡單啲嘅 cover 嘅設計，就盡量去等嗰個行人路嗰個寬度就即係多啲，係啦，咁樣咧就可以俾行人行得舒服啲嘅，係啦，我哋會認同，唔該。
有冇議員有追問？Paul。
Yeah, so minibus signs are not very complicated, and I think there can be a metal plate, and then they can put a sticker on it, and that can be their sign. The metal plate is yours, the sticker is theirs. If the sticker is not correct or damaged, then they can replace it. But, you know, don't do things with screws. You know, just keep it simple. A metal plate is all that they need. And in that way, we can make sure we don't have a big, bulky metal wheel sitting there holding a wobbly sign that's, you know, and then wheelchair users have to get around it. I mean, it is just a silly, you know, it's 2022. I mean, we're a modern city. You know, we don't need, you know, rickety furniture from a bus company just because transport department can't figure out, or the highways department can't figure out how to solve this problem. I mean, I think it's an embarrassment, these minibus stops around Hong Kong and in my district. Everything looks beautiful, and then we've got this crappy metal thing sitting on the side of the road. So let's solve it, and I think we can be very smart in how to solve it. And in terms of the question of my colleague, Chairman, the illegal parking is when there is a sports event, and the police is paying more attention. That's why I'm asking for double yellow, because if we narrow the road, we should put double yellow lines here. And in the morning time, briefly, for the school, but that is not really a big problem. That's just a very short period. But it's the sports facility, they don't have a parking until Hong Kong U can redevelop the area. So double yellow will be required at that area if you narrow the road. That's it.
好，部門或者聽到市民議員嘅意見，你個黃線都好啊，或者你哋都係納入考慮空間入邊啦。咁我亦都希望咧，即係你哋建造呢啲我哋叫做嗰啲上蓋啦、shutter 啦都好啦，因為始終會佔用到一啲行人路嘅空間嘅。咁我哋嘅設計希望你盡量簡約啦，以我哋嘅市民可以得到最大嘅空間。即係為目標啦，希望大家同埋希望大家備悉，我哋嘅躍動港島南咧都係好努力咁做緊好多綠色啊、美化啊，去我南區。希望你哋嘅上蓋都考慮一下呢啲因素啦，即係唔好咁即係古怪啦，即係簡約啲，可能即係對個美觀，大家南區嘅市民睇得舒服啲，都係一個重要嘅點嚟嘅，我覺得。咁我諗我哋南區區議會都係贊成。即係冇人反對啦，我哋應該係贊成嘅。Thank you， 多謝你哋。這個議程結束。